Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keyshawn Johnson is sitting down with us here at Miami Heat Media Day as the Heat getting ready to go to Boca. You a fan of the Boca training camp, Keyshawn, or you miss the Bahamas?
I'm a San Diego State Aztec, so, you know, we got some little rivalry going on out there in Boca at FAU. So we're going to see how they give it love.
You going to ask Vlad Golden to show you the ropes around Boca?
I probably can't hang out with Vlad Golden. They're gonna probably get him for hanging out with the ops.
Hey, man, like, you are tremendously entertaining, Keyshawn. Like, I love watching every type of arsenal of dunk that you come out with. What, like, do you have a favorite type of dunk? What is the coolest dunk that you can do? Because I'll just see you, and it seems like you got a new thing spinning and windmilling all the time.
Yeah, I kind of just go up there and try to float, you know. When you get into that mode where you're just trying things, you know, just putting your athleticism to the test, some new things just coming to mind. So I don't know. I still think I got more in the tank. Like, I be seeing a lot of dunkers on the internet doing a lot of different crazy dunks, but I feel like I still got more bounce than them, and they hand eye coordination just a little bit better. So I don't know. I'm still trying to add to my package, to my backpack.
I'll explain when he's done. The athleticism part of it.
I kind of lost him there. Huh? I kind of lost him.
The highest I've jumped. He's very. Listen, you can fly, man. Is a dunk contest, would that be something you'd like to do in your NBA career?
I'm kind of 50-50 with it, because, you know, a lot of times dunkers go out there and do crazy dunks and still end up with 44s, 45s when it's really a 50, just like, you know.
Another dunker knows how difficult a dunk is, exactly, that somebody right. did. But some of the guys that are watching it don't fully appreciate it.
Exactly, and I wouldn't want to put myself in that position, yeah. Like, really give all I got and only get a 43 out of something that's really crazy.
Because remember, what year was it when Dwight Howard put his picture on the thing and we couldn't even appreciate it because – it was all right.
Everybody, all right. Everybody can't just comprehend the difficulty.
Right.
And
I think the craziest dunk contest, like, was when who was it? Gordon and
Levine.
When they were going under because that was the first time, like, round the back under.
I'm talking about, like at that point, you just got to give them both the trophy. Like, it's 50 after 50 after 50. Like, you can't just
first try dunks. Like, they have to do it over again. Man, like it was
first
crazy.
Try straight through the rim with power. So I would just say with that one, I think that's the best dunk contest ever.
Yes.
So I think if you're trying to argue that, you can't really argue that. But within that, they had 50 after 50 after 50. I think it got to a point where they had to give somebody a 49 because everybody had to go home.
Right.
And I don't want to put myself.
You don't push your.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jaime jumped over Shaq and they're like yawning at him. I'm just like, that's crazy. Like,
that's
he jumped
Shaq.
Over
We're
Shaq.
About Shaq. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Is that so? That's the thing that. Plus, I like in game dunks anyway because it's real basketball. You know, like, I like when guys challenging you to dunk and you still dunk on. That's dunking.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see a dunk contest? Yeah. Watch me dunk on this dude while he trying to defend me.
Yeah, it's a real thrill that come with the real in-game dunk. Like, you see a windmill in-game, like, all right, that's not normal. Everybody don't got the guts to do nothing like that and the athleticism to do that. So, yeah, I consider myself really an in-game dunker as well, opposed to just being a dunk contest. But, you know, I can do a lot, though.
So, you super athletic. You have all that. What has been the thing that you worked on this off season to improve, like, the other stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because one of the reasons why is, like, you got to have this man on your team. He's just so athletic. But is it the offense? Is it the defensive stuff? What have you worked on this year to get all that into play?
First and foremost, the defense, that's a given. You got to go out there and give effort on defensive end, especially within Heat culture and the Heat organization. Mm-hmm. But offensively, just – throughout this summer, I did a lot of working on myself, a lot of working on my own in-game, like bag, I would say, you know, just in case I ever get the, like, 3-2-1 opportunity, things of that nature. But we always still sharpen the tools on just – being that role guy in that corner, being able to hit the open shot from when Tyler or Bam or whoever the case may be getting double teamed when they just got to kick it out to a relief guy, being that guy. So I've been doing a lot of that. But, you know, the summer is the time where you really work on yourself. So I've been doing a lot of work on myself, working on go-to moves and so on and so forth.
How crazy is it that you and Pella are in this, like, journey together? That's pretty wild. Man, the two teammates get to start off and be side by side through all of this.
Mm-hmm. That's my guy. So we've been going to battle with each other throughout practice for 2 years now, for real. So just him, seeing him, and when he got picked with Miami Heat, and then I end up signing like 30 minutes later. I didn't process it, but once I sat down, like, oh, Pella went to Miami too. I'm like, nah, like, this is God. This is the man above, like, making everything happen. Like, you know, my journey, like, I can't write it no better than this. So it's only one good author that could make the best book in the world, and that's God. So keeping Pella within my life, and Pella is just inspirational, you know, just seeing how he go out there and just hard nose. You gotta want to go to war with somebody that's gonna that you know got your back.
Yeah, he's gonna lose some chicklets at some point. He's exactly. Like, he's always flying into exactly. people. Like, I'm like, this he's always just crashing into somebody.
That's good though. That's good. If he crashing into it, you can't be the one not doing it. Yeah. Exactly.
He's also got, like, he always seems like he's the most fired up for his teammates. Like, I always see him screaming, and I'm like, and off the court, he just seems so, like, Swedish cool,
He chill, like, Pella, he got, like, this, I would say he got this, like, confidence that he go with. So he be chill, but he's also, like, a real fiery dude. Like, we go out there on that court, he fiery as ever. But you see him outside of this, he ready to go to the beach. He ready to chill at the beach, you know, so that's the love I got for Pella. Like, everything he do it with the confidence, and I love it.
You guys ever try and one up each other on those Caron Butler dunk contests? Because Caron always seems like he wants to see these, you know, Pella take off afterwards.
Yeah.
Where did he come up with this, Caron? Because he wants you guys getting this one big dunk to get your mind right for the game.
OGCB, I feel like he really get a thrill like seeing us young guys stay young, like, you know. Just because he was one of those high-flying guys, too, that had it in his tank. So just for him to see us doing that, that's keeping him young as well, you know. So he's so like, uplifting within everything. So after we just get a good workout in, getting ready for that pregame, like, go take off. Stay young. Like, stay young. He tried to make sure me and Pella stay young.
From, you know, you guys don't have Haywood this year. Do you see the opportunity there of, like, filling those shoes? Like, not – you know, perfect, you know, picture is like, you're not exactly like Haywood, but like that was defensive, making life a living hell for everybody. And then you kind of got your flair to it on the offensive side.
Understood, for sure. I feel like that's evident, you know, us losing Haywood and me being the next, I would say, runner up within that kind of frame of person that can impact the game. Yeah, I learned a lot from Haywood. I seen him compete amongst the best of everyone last year, and I seen him make, like, everyone life living hell, you know. So just really growing and watching that just from the bench and seeing how he compete, I feel like, okay, I can do that. Even from the jump of just learning from him, seeing how he worked, I feel like I could do that. So I'm gonna try my best to fulfill it to the utmost and surpass it if I can, if God willing. So I learned a lot from Haywood. And Haywood, his energy within everything was just a good dude. He was a good teammate, did whatever he needed to do, and I'm trying to do that as well.
2-1 before we get chatty here. Keyshawn Johnson joining us here at Miami Heat Media Day. I love during some of this, happened two summers in a row, your family takes over the California Classic. Yeah. How many family and friends are they, the only people who are allowed to go watch this? Because it feels like you have
no, it seems like you're the only
that are there to watch you.
I don't know how many, like, some way they sometimes the gym be closed, but they're the only one that find their way in. I really don't know how they make it. But I would tell you, like, when you come to Oakland, when you come to the Bay Area, like, we come with a different type of love, a different type of support. And I feel like my family is a great example within that. You know, back in the day, we had Oracle in Oakland. And I feel like Oracle, everything was real authentic, like a real authentic love and fan base for the Warriors. Then they went over to San Francisco. And from what I hear about that, like, I don't think it's still wine that same type of love. You
little
know?
Wine and cheese crowd now in San Francisco.
Right. So I feel like my family, they bring that real authentic love, and that's just Bay Area culture.
Some people call it authentic. I played in Oakland.
Yeah.
With the Raiders. Against
exactly,
the Raiders.
Yeah.
It ain't like
that black hole out there, huh? Yeah.
Did you follow them to Vegas? Did you stick with them, the Raiders?
So, all right, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Mm-hmm. So, I've been a Raiders fan my whole life, but I'm 24 years old, and past 24 years, they kind of been making it hard for me to be a Raiders fan. So, I'm going to stick with them. I can't change up on them, but I'm going to stick with them from a distance, if that makes sense. You know, I'm going to always tap in, but, man, they make it hard.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think the Dolphins fans feel?
But y'all had y'all good years, though.
No.
We still ain't had our good years.
The Raiders went to the Super Bowl more recent.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you
how
right.
it's been.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw on Instagram. You watch this Love Island?
Yeah.
All right, man. What do we think of this season? What?
So,
don't look at me like that.
Yeah, so I got into that this past season. That was cool. Just something to binge watch. I caught myself really really liking what was going on throughout the show. It was hypnotizing just seeing the drama and all of that. So that was cool.
You throw on that Hulu, you watch that Love Island UK. They talk funny.
Nah, this is my first time watching it this season, and that was kind of fun. I don't know if it's gonna be something I continue to do, but that was good to have during the summer and everything. But
did you vote?
I don't know. I did not vote. I wasn't that far in. I wasn't that far in.
We vote. We vote. We're voters.
Oh, did you have a favorite one? A favorite member?
Oh, I feel like that's going to cause too much controversy, so I'm going to keep
it. No. Do tell.
So yeah. I like, I don't know. I start seeing people true colors as well, too, so I kind of start getting off people. But I feel like the person that played the game the best, I would go with Chris. Played the game well. He played the game well. I feel like
some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pepe played the game well as well, but, you know, still controversial.
He's out here going
them.
For the hoopers.
I kind of know where they come from. Yeah. You know, when Chris said I could be out there playing ball right now, I felt that. Like, you know, I felt that.
But, I did like Chris a lot.
No, it was cool.
What are y'all doing?
What? It was a great
show.
It was
a great show.
You missed out. You missed out. It was a good show.
I'll take the zero.
Love Island Games.
I'll take the zero.
So, yeah, I'm kind of like I just gave that its own run. Love Island Games, I'm not really too fond of that. I don't know really
what's
going on.
It's not as good.
It was cool when love was really authentic and everything. Uh-huh. So now I feel like it's getting more
it's
about the money. So
it's all
was,
for the cash.
Yeah.
Now, you know?
At that point, when you bring in the same people again, it's over with. Like,
hard to disagree.
I'll take the zero.
You can still catch up. It ain't
no, I ain't gonna catch up. My wife and my daughter watch it, and I just every time I pass them, I shake my.
You ain't just seen it like on TV. I get in the living room.
I think he's afraid he's gonna like it.
No.
He is afraid because he's always falling into it.
As a regular human, right, with real relationships and stuff like that, it's hard to turn on the TV and watch fake stuff.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's. Man, don't knock it till you try it.
It's great.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I gave it 2 minutes and I got up. I'm like, no, just like
you missed out.
No,
by 2 minutes he means I showed him a reel.
Give about 30 minutes to a show. You'll be one episode. You'll be cool.
I did say the same thing about Game of Thrones.
You did.
Yep. And then I watched. Oh, the pandemic had me watching everything. I watched all of Game of Thrones in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Nine years?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.